Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to wrap up this week talking a bit more about the grace and power of the Holy Spirit. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, it's been a theme taking off from the passage the church gave us this past Sunday from Galatians chapter 5. I'm talking about what does it mean to walk by the Spirit, to live in the freedom and the power of the Holy Spirit, and the exhortation of St. Paul to stand in what we've been given. If you haven't had a chance to tune into the program this week, I'd encourage you to go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there. You can listen to them right there on your computer, download them on whatever device works for you, or you can go to right there. When you go to Renewal Ministries, you'll see the icon the top of the page you can click on for the app. You can download the Renewal Ministries app to your phone. You got access to an amazing amount of stuff. We've got our television programs are there, Sister Anne's radio programs, my radio programs, the television program Choices We Face, Crossing the Goal, all our newsletters, booklets for free, many articles that we've written, videos from our recent conferences, the gathering we had this past April, which was one of the best we've ever had. I encourage you to go to watch the talks, but also from previous years. It's all there to encourage you, to build you up, and drive other people to it, because there's a lot there, friends. And boy, do people need encouragement. Everywhere I go, there's so many people in the church that need encouragement. These are difficult and trying times. But remember, the Lord is disciplining his church right now, and he disciplines those whom he loves. And it's not meant to lead to discouragement. It's meant to lead to repentance and a zeal to respond to God. And as painful as it is, I'm just praying, yes, Lord, keep it coming. Break the strongholds that are choking off the free flow of the life in the church in the way it's meant to be, so the church can radiate your glory and your power. And friends, each one of us can say yes to it and to be renewed in this time of challenge and difficulty and just say, Jesus, what's happening in my life? Lord, help me see. Holy Spirit, you've been given to me as counselor, as advocate. You're advocating for me now. I ask you, help me see my life. What are the obstacles in my own life that are standing in the way of living in freedom? What are the habit patterns of sin or things that are present in my life that choke off the life of the Holy Spirit or cause me to be lukewarm, which Jesus does not like? How can I be set aflame with burning radical love for the Father and for my brothers and sisters and for the mission of Jesus? How can I live more fully in the Holy Spirit? If you hunger and thirst to get those questions answered, the Holy Spirit will answer them. And you can say, Holy Spirit, help me live in the full power of what I, as a believer, baptized into Jesus Christ, am destined to walk in. I don't want to get distracted and choked off by the world's deceptions. I want to walk in you. I want to be everything that you want me to be. I want that freedom that you're called for. And friends, I was beginning the program today, just before I got started, I felt like there were some listening today. I want to just speak to those who are under significant discouragement today. Whether I was thinking in particular, I just had an image in my mind of a man driving in a car, sitting in a car, discouraged because of addictions that are present in your life. That whether it's alcoholic addiction, drug addiction, porn addiction, whatever it is, I just feel like I can't get over this, that it's got me. I'll never get through this. And so the devil's trying to bring you to the end of your rope to give up, to walk away. But you need to know, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. You're right, on your own strength, you can't get through it. But if you come into the light, you repent, you open your heart, you ask the Holy Spirit each day, every minute of every day, you give it over to him and say, Holy Spirit, help me. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Help me be free. And let's pray right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I just ask you for anyone who's listening to the program today, who's battling that kind of bondage and they're in discouragement. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, in your name, I take authority from my baptism. I take authority over every spirit of addiction, every spirit of self-hatred, every spirit of bondage, every demonic spirit that's been assigned to me, I break your power and I command you to leave. In the name and the blood of Jesus Christ, I command you to go. Start taking authority over your life in the power of the Holy Spirit. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So the Catechism of the Catholic Church reminds us in section 1303, gives us a simple summary of some of the realities, the gifts and the realities that the Holy Spirit has brought to each and every one of us. It's important for us to know them so we can walk in them, accept them, lay hold of them, and allow this to become a lived reality in our lives. So the first one says, the beginning of the paragraph, from this fact, confirmation brings an increase and deepening of baptismal grace. This is a section on confirmation in the Catechism. It roots us more deeply in the divine filiation, which makes us cry out, Abba, Father. So this grace that we received in baptism, strengthened in the Eucharist, in confession and confirmation, leads us to live more fully in the freedom of the sons and daughters of God. And so Paul says in Romans 8, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So those who are listening, friends, if there's any condemnation, I don't mean healthy conviction. The Spirit will convict us of our sin. The Spirit doesn't come to condemn us. It comes to convict us, to lead us to repentance so we can walk in freedom. The Holy Spirit's always moving us toward freedom, greater and greater freedom from various bondages within our lives. That's what the Holy Spirit's after. So if you're having healthy conviction and healthy guilt and you need to go to confession, do it. Follow the prompting and make it happen. But that doesn't mean you have to listen to condemnation. Anything that's like, you're terrible, you're a bad person, God's so disappointed in you, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. No one, if anybody really knew who you were, no one would ever want to even be around you. You know what I mean? Just all the lies that keep coming. None of that's from the Lord. Just drive it out. Don't listen to it. But ask the Holy Spirit to give you a zeal to have your heart made right with God. That's what he's after, is to get right with God, to be reconciled to God. Run to that confessional with joy because you're going to meet Jesus there. And Jesus is going to set you free, right? So don't be afraid of it. Don't ever hold back because he wants you to come to the experience of this first line that we just read here. The Holy Spirit roots us deeply in the divine filiation. That means you're a child of God. And so that from your heart, you cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, God is my Father and God is good. And some of us need healing because maybe, you know, none of us had perfect fathers. Right? I wasn't a perfect father. As much as I wanted to be for my children, I wasn't. Some of us had terrible fathers because they were terribly broken and trapped in sin. And they perpetuated that in your life. And so you're wounded. It's hard to see God and hard to see God's love. Lord, if that's you, we just pray for you today that by a miracle of the Holy Spirit, that this would be a new day for you. And that you would experience, Father, I ask you in Jesus' name to open the hearts in the power of the Holy Spirit of those who don't know you as Father today, who are listening, who are crying out, that they can experience your goodness and your tenderness and your mercy and your love. Friends, you can receive that today. That's part of your inheritance. That's who you are now in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't let the devil steal it from you. You can fight for it. Don't let him condemn you. The Catechism goes on. So the first thing it reminds us is that we're rooted in this relationship as children of God and we cry out, Abba, Father. Secondly, it unites us more firmly to Christ. First of all, we're now united to the body of Christ. You know, he's the head, we're the body. We're deeply united to those who are united to him. And he's building a spiritual family, which is the kingdom of God. And we're a part of that. It's important to see how much he loves you as well. He loves you so much, he's bet everything. He's put his entire being, he's united it to you and to me. That's how much he wants you to be with him. And he's with you now. The Catechism goes on and says, the sacrament of confirmation, the other sacraments, increase the gifts of the Holy Spirit in us. So each one of us has been given manifestations of the Spirit for the common good. The spiritual gifts that are the Isaiah gifts, like wisdom and understanding and judgment, courage, knowledge, fear of the Lord, those gifts have been given to you, and the Holy Spirit wants to help you grow in those. And so you can ask the Holy Spirit. You first just believe that you've received them. It's so helpful to walk in faith and clarity about the faith, but also other spiritual gifts like gifts of healing, different charisms that God gives to his people. We've all been given a share in those as well in different ways. It renders as well this presence and power of the Holy Spirit through the sacrament of confirmation, our bond with the church more perfectly. It's hard for a lot of us today to feel bonded to the church because of its manifest brokenness and sinfulness. But we're a spiritual family. We're the family of God. We're a dysfunctional family. And Jesus is coming to heal us of our various dysfunctions, particularly the ones that are like strongholds now functioning in the church in such a way that keeps dimensions of her life enslaved, members of the church enslaved, even leaders, you know, in bondage. And I know that from my own life, from, you know, growing up in a family. I grew up in a good family, but we were a very dysfunctional family on a certain level, right? My father was an alcoholic. I think I told that story over the years, and that creates dysfunction. You know, it's the source of wounds and confusion and lots of pain. And then there's ways of responding to that, that decisions people make, and some make good decisions, some don't make good decisions. I made a lot of bad decisions about how to respond to that, how I was going to medicate myself, how I was going to, you know, escape it and distract myself from it, you know, experimenting with drugs and different kinds of sexual behavior and things that were just really unhealthy and not good. And so that's the stuff I had to battle in later years to be able to yield to the Holy Spirit. As Paul will say in this letter, his letter to the Romans, that if by the Spirit we subdue, it's by the Spirit that we subdue the flesh. We put to death the work of the flesh in us. And the work of the flesh in me was saying yes to habit patterns of self-medicating or distracting myself or having the wrong kind of love for myself, you know, an unhealthy sort of disordered self-love rather than the kind of respect and understanding and true love that we're meant to have for ourselves that's rightly aligned under the love that Jesus revealed to us on the cross and a love that's united to the commands of God that really do truly bring life. The Catechism goes on and says, and the Spirit also gives us, through the sacrament, the strength of the Holy Spirit to spread and defend the faith by word and action as true witnesses of Christ, to confess the name of Christ boldly, and never to be ashamed of the cross. What a great line for us to internalize these days. You have a calling from Jesus. You've been given grace and power in the Spirit to learn how to spread and defend the faith. Just take that in today. I don't care how weak you are or how far away that seems. The Lord wants to bring you to the place if you say yes to you, so you can fulfill this in your life. He wants you. He's anointed you in the Spirit to spread and defend the faith by word and action. Not just an action, but actions are big. No question about it. Deeds of love, deeds of justice, right? Deeds of service and mercy and kindness. But you have to be able to tell people, as St. John Paul II used to say, Church in America, learn again to speak the name of Jesus. Catechism says, words and deeds to witness to Jesus, to Christ, and to confess the name of Christ boldly and never to be ashamed of the cross, which is folly to this world. Friend, let's just say yes to God and let him do in us what he desires to do for his glory and for our freedom. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Why Be Christian? Lots of people are asking that question today, and Ralph speaks very candidly of how he found in Christianity the truth. It's an inspiring booklet I think you will be encouraged and strengthened by. If you'd like it, you could call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE, or you can subscribe to our podcast.